morning, everybody, and welcome to our service on loving kindness. Today's service is going to be packed full of music, so get ready to sing your hearts out. We'll start with number 128, For All That Is Our Life. Please turn to number 131, Love Will Guide Us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Fort Myers, where our mission is to love, grow, and serve. My name is Jennifer Grant, and I'm your worship associate this morning. I have been a Unitarian Universalist for 26 years. I have made the Unitarian Universalist Church of Fort Myers my spiritual home since January 2012. For me, the gift of joining a Unitarian Universalist church is sharing your gifts, talents, and joy with the congregation. I love singing with the choir. Part of my personal mission statement includes dancing through life with joy, and I am thrilled to share my gift of dance with you. I am honored to serve as your worship associate this morning. Today's service is multi-generational, meaning our entire congregation is together in the Buddhist tradition of loving kindness. When our children are with us, the church is filled with a joyful noise. When our children are here, we are reminded that this worship thing we do isn't about personal, quiet contemplation, but coming together to worship as a community where all are learning loving kindness. Our service will be filled with loving kindness, from special music, a video with singing from all around the world, a short story, a dance, a theatrical production, well, a short skit. I got carried away. There will be something for everyone. And I want to have a special welcome to Iman Abdul Haq Mohammed. I didn't see him come in this morning. Hopefully he will be here, and he's brought some friends with him from the Center for the Islam and Culture Awareness. Mr. Muhammad was a practicing Buddhist in his past, and which was very Unitarian Universalist in many ways. I also want to welcome anyone who is new to our church. I hope you had the opportunity to stop by our welcome table. You will find a connection card in the pew in front of you. If you are a guest today, the connection card will give us a chance to connect with you and learn more about you. Please place it in the basket when the offering is taken. We are a very active congregation. Please include your email address in the connection card so you can receive our online newsletter to learn about upcoming events. I invite you to come to church this Wednesday night for our community dinner and participate in the activities after our social dinner. And of course, if you'd like to join the music team, please join us for our choir rehearsals after the social dinner and on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. We always have room in our choir loft for new singers. Please also join us after the service for refreshment, fellowship, and coffee right next door in Hobart Hall. For those of you who are new, you'll go out those doors and to your right. And for our new guests, please use a yellow coffee mug for two reasons. Number one, the yellow coffee mugs are larger and hold more coffee. And number two, so our members and friends can find you easier to greet you in Hobart Hall. We would love to meet you after the service. I would like to invite our chalice lighter to light our chalice this morning, and our chalice lighter is Teresa Berry. Teresa lives in Cape Coral with her partner Kevin and their glorious spawn, Roman. Her days as a mild-mannered stay-at-home mom are spent playing outside and growing peppers to support her spicy food obsession. Nights are spent fighting crime and baking cookies. Her primary love language is pizza. She actively fantasizes about organizing a multi-general congregational Capture the Flag tournament on the UUCFM campus, where she will lead her team to sweet, sweet victory. I want to be on your team. Tackle rules apply. Joining UUCFM less than a year ago has greatly enriched her existence, especially regarding potluck involvement. She looks forward to creating more memories with her UU family. And I'd like to invite you to rise in body and spirit for singing our covenant. The words are on the screen and in your order of worship.
Love is the spirit of this church, and service is law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another.
And please remain risen for our hymn number 1009, Meditation on Breathing. This hymn is Choose Your Own Adventure. So there are three parts, and we'll layer them in. We'll start with the drone. Breathe in, breathe out. Then we'll layer in the melody, when I breathe in. And last, we'll add the descant, which means the high part, when I breathe in. And you may sing whichever part you feel so moved. Let's begin with the drone. Ready, sing.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that God is kind and likes kindness in all things. We come to reflect upon loving kindness and bringing it deeper into our lives, so that by living deeply into loving kindness, we can allow it to flow out from our lives and into the world. Come, let us worship together.
I wonder what loving kindness to oneself feels like.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today, I'm not going to call the young and young at heart forward. We're going to stay in our seats because we're playing a game, and you are an integral part of it, where you are. However, I do still need the Wonder Box opened real quick. So, I'm going to come. Ha ha. Would you do me a favor and see what's inside that Wonder Box? It's a mirror. You can leave the box on the seat right there. Thank you. It's a mirror. Ooh, a mirror. Now, we all know those people in life, right? Maybe we're one of them. Guilty. Who, when they see a mirror, just like, oh, hello, me. Just to check, right? We also know those people in life, and sometimes they're also us, who spend ages in front of a mirror checking and not feeling that good, right? My husband can attest to the ages I will spend picking out an outfit because, ooh, just don't feel good in that mirror. Mm-mm. So mirrors are kind of an interesting thing because they were primarily invented so that we could look at ourselves. So we could see ourselves. We can apply makeup. We can do our hair. We can check whether that's too tight around the waist. So we're often very unkind to ourselves when we're using this mirror. Very often we look in that mirror and we are nitpicky. We critique every little stinking thing because, quite frankly, being really kind to yourself is really hard. It's really hard. We beat ourselves up about all kinds of stuff. I'm running out of time. I didn't do this well enough. Blah, 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 blah. And it's difficult. So today, we're going to do a little experiment. We're going to do a little exercise. And this is called the thank you game. And this is how it's going to work, okay? The four of us, myself, Allison, Jennifer, Grant, and Amy, are going to approach the front row. And we are going to pay everyone in that row a compliment. And then the people in that row will turn around and pay people behind them a compliment. And then they will turn around a compliment all the way to the back. And then if four among you in the back feel willing and able to come up front and complete the circle and pay us a compliment too, we'll just make it one big shebang. But here's the catch. The only thing you're allowed to say in response to this compliment is thank you. You may not say, what, this? I've had this for years. No, it's fine. You can't say this. No, it didn't do anything that I wanted it to do today. You have to say thank you. And you, I don't want to hear, oh, thanks. You're fine. Come on in. We want to hear you look at this person and say thank you. And it's going to be hard sometimes. Now, a note on these compliments, as you pay a compliment to the person behind you, you don't need to dig deep and come up with something incredibly creative. It can be something as simple as, it matters that you're here today. Or, I'm really glad to see you. Or simply, you're important in our community. Those simple compliments can be huge, okay? So, one more time. We are going to come and pay a compliment to the people in whatever the front row is, okay? And then you must respond with, I know, surprise! No idea what you just walked in on. But then you are going to turn around and pay a compliment. You have to say thank you. Whatever this compliment is, you have to just accept it. No fighting back. And then you're going to turn around and pay a compliment to the people behind you all the way to the back. Okay? And you have to take the darn compliment. All right? You ready?
Okay. And of course, welcome to Imam Abdul Haq Muhammad
Yay.
And his worshiping community. We're so happy they're with us today.
Look at these hugs. Wow. We're still almost back there. This is amazing, guys. Soak in that love. That loving kindness that you are being forced to accept, but doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
It's magic.
So in our multi-generational space, we try to keep things moving and people moving around in the space. What a wonderful example of how love can move through a space.
Just beautiful to see all those hugs go back the row and everybody smiling and laughing. I hope your Sunday is beautiful because you are all completely worthy of all that loving kindness you just had to soak in. So thank you.
And now let us rise in body or spirit and join together in singing This Little Light of Mine.
Let it shine.
I wonder. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm playing Mike Surprise with you. I wonder what loving kindness to a friend looks like.
Thank you.
I wonder what loving kindness to a stranger would be like.
Yeah.
You brought coffee.
Yeah, you know, we really like coffee here.
We do.
You know, the funniest thing happened to me.
Oh?
Yeah, I was this week, and I never knew I was going to become that person who, like, went to Starbucks all the time. And it happens along the tail end of the season drop-off, late spring, where I start relying on caffeine a little bit.
Also, we have children.
Well, oh, yeah? Okay. That's true. So I was in the Starbucks line, and I ordered a coffee, and it was like one of those ones that was like naughty ones with lots of stuff and whipped things and sprinkles and sauce. So I ordered one of those things, and I get to the checkout window, and I'm ready to pay, and she says, the woman at the counter says, oh, well, the person in front of you just paid for it.
What?
Yes.
That's the best thing ever.
It was such a lovely surprise. And what I realized is, I was taken aback because it was this random act of kindness. And then I said, oh, thank you. And I took my drink and I just started to go into drive. And then I realized, oh, I could do the same thing. And so then I said, well, I'll just pay for whoever's behind me. And so I paid and drove off.
That's so cool.
And since then, I've actually been back again. And I did the same thing again. I didn't
really
get it, but then I decided I'll be that person who might start the chain.
You know, this is actually kind of interesting because I have a friend who lives in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
and one of her favorite places to go for coffee is this coffee shop where this is the point.
Oh.
They have a whole coffee shop where the idea is that you're paying it forward with coffee, and you're buying coffee for total strangers. So you know those little sleeves, those cardboard sleeves that go around? You got a picture of them.
Oh,
so what they do is you can buy a coffee and then you can write on one of these sleeves whatever condition, like, oh, someone who's having a really hard day, or, you know, someone for whom this coffee would be a real treat. And it's pinned up on this board. And so you can come into the coffee shop and be like, oh my God, that's me, and take your sleeve coffee. Isn't that cool? So these people have just, it's become part of the culture in this coffee shop to just be kind to strangers and to just buy these little treats. You know, it's just a little cup of coffee, but...
No, you said culture, and that's
yeah.
the thing, is that this could become a culture. You know, a culture of generosity. And think about our morning offering that we say
mm-hmm.
every Sunday. We say, by the work of our hands and the work of our hearts, our love is made real.
Exactly.
And that part of making our love real is making love real in ways that can even touch the lives of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we give away our plate every Sunday, and mm-hmm. it's been like, where are we at now? 17 last year, $17,000 we gave away last year to a lot of people who were probably strangers.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty powerful.
That's a beautiful culture to embrace.
The whole idea of this coffee makes me think, and I'm not sure I'm going to nail this exactly, but Oscar Wilde said that the smallest act of kindness is better than the grandest intentions. Because it's one thing to say, like, oh, we're going to do all this great stuff, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually do just the tiniest little thing to be kind, you've done it. World, you've put that out there, and that's really powerful.
So every Sunday, we formulate these tensions, but it's really about making loving kindness real in the world. The impact that can have on the stranger is beyond our imagining, and yet we understand how much that generosity of spirit can flow and become contagiously courageous in others.
That's a great segue to me. Here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Fort Myers, we pay it forward, as you heard, with loving kindness to strangers every month by donating all of our undesignated funds collected during the offering to a different charity every month. During the month of May, our community sharing recipient is Planned Parenthood. And they deliver vital reproductive health care, sex education, and information to millions of women, men, and young people worldwide. So don't forget to offer your connection card in the offertory basket as it passes by so we can all stay connected. And if you want to give to our church community, of course, you are welcome to do so. You may write a check and put UUCFM in the memo line, or you may put cash in one of the yellow envelopes and select donation for UUCFM. All other undesignated funds will be given to Planned Parenthood in loving kindness. The morning offering will now be given and received.
As we receive the offering, I invite you to join in the words projected above. By the work of our hands and the work of our hearts, our love is made real. May we be grateful for all that is given and grateful for all that is shared. Please be seated.
I wonder what loving kindness, offering loving kindness toward a difficult relationship, would be.
Two traveling monks reached a town where there was a young woman waiting to step out of her sedan chair. The rains had made deep puddles, and she couldn't step across without spoiling her silken robes. She stood there looking very cross and impatient. She was scolding her attendants. They had nowhere to place the packages they held for her, so they couldn't help her across the puddle. The younger monk noticed the woman, said nothing and walked by. The older monk quickly picked her up and put her on his back, transported her across the water, and put her down on the other side. She didn't thank the older monk. She just shoved him off the way and departed. As they continued on their way, the young monk was brooding and preoccupied. After several hours, unable to hold his silence, he spoke out. That woman back there was very selfish and rude, but you picked her up on your back and carried her. Then she didn't even thank you. I set the woman down hours ago, the older man replied. Why are you still carrying her?
Please remain seated as we join together in singing number 181, No Matter If You Live Now Far or Near. And this is one of our lesser known hymns, but it's very beautiful. And the choir will sing first verse. Please join us on the rest.
What loving kindness towards our community and the whole world community sounds like.
This song says, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, at some point you're gonna need somebody to stand by you.
I won't be afraid. No, I won't. She's wanted just as long as your people come and stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me.
Thank you.
And please rise in body or spirit as we join together in extending loving kindness to the world with the song number 168, One More Step.
One more.
Just to breathe is a blessing. Just to be is holy. It doesn't always feel that way. There are times when we need to come together in this circle of love and support and recognize the joys and the sorrows that bring us through these doors, whether still hidden in the quiet corners of our heart or boiling up with great power. To extend loving kindness to ourselves and then to expand it in all the ways we have been invited to experience today is an opportunity to recognize the holiness of living and the power we have within to be a blessing. I invite you at this time to hold in your hearts people who may be neighbors, friends, strangers. Marjorie Wyman asks us to hold her in our thoughts as she's returned from the hospital with many health struggles. May we wish her strength and healing. And an elder member, Nancy Knoll, who has not been in our congregation because she's been unable to attend for 8 years. She wishes us to hold her in prayer as she finds that she may be on the edge of that passage from life to death. And just as she asked for prayers for herself, she asked for us to pray for the strength of this congregation. Let us also hold in our hearts member Tony Latino's niece, Estara, who is in a coma, holding all the family and Estara in love and prayer. And finally, our member Chris Rosa, who is in great sadness as Terry Silvernail, her husband, is on his way to death in hospice. May we hold her in love and wish Terry bright blessings on this passage. Just to breathe is a blessing. Just to live is holy. And just if we have had all these experiences of the loving kindness meditation that has come from the Buddhist tradition and has become such a powerful part of so many people's practices, whether you come from all different traditions. As I had mentioned before, we know from the tradition of Islam that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said that God is kind and likes kindness in all things. And so from no matter what tradition we come, the invitation of loving kindness is here for you in this moment. And so I invite you into the spirit of meditation. It may be that you find yourself grounding to the earth in whatever way you can feel that. It may be that you find yourself in a posture in which you notice yourself grounded and also lifting all the way up from the crown of your head up toward the heavens. You may find yourself noticing your breath, invited to close your eyes or to rest your gaze softly. And the loving kindness meditation is one in which there may be moments of discomfort in being invited to extend loving kindness. And in that moment, go gently with yourself. As you breathe, I invite you to picture extending loving kindness to yourself. To open yourself to such worthiness. In our tradition, we speak that we affirm the inherent worth and dignity of all people, yet so often leave off ourselves. Take a moment to extend kindness to yourself. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, and if you're unable to do that for yourself, please know that there are others all around the world who send loving kindness to you in your suffering. Receive loving kindness to yourself. And now you're invited to expand that loving kindness to a friend, a good friend. You might feel the warmth of their touch, or find a memory of a fond experience, or simply see their face looking upon you with love and friendship. As you breathe, extend loving kindness to this friend who's so worthy. Now you might consider extending loving kindness to a stranger, picturing someone perhaps that you interact with in a neutral way, the grocery store cashier, someone you pass by in the hall every day but don't know, at school. That car that's in front of you every morning when you drive to work. Imagine extending loving kindness to that person, to the stranger. And as you let go of those images and thoughts of the stranger, now is the time to go gently and consider extending loving kindness to someone with whom you have a difficult relationship. Maybe don't find the most difficult one if this practice is new for you, but choose someone with whom there may be some low-level conflict or difficulty or challenge. Imagine that person and their face before you. And in the Spirit, as we are called as people of faith and conscience, to extend our loving kindness to them. Imagine their face before you, that they are a child of someone's, some mother gave birth to that child, and this person grew up and is in need of loving kindness and compassion, just as you are. Imagine the next time you see their face, that you could extend loving kindness to this person. And if it is too difficult, rely on others around you who have the capacity to extend that loving kindness. And open yourself to the opportunity that someday you too may do the same, as we continue to always grow and learn. Leave behind those images and feelings and thoughts, and begin to feel yourself filled with loving kindness so that it might expand so far as to extend not only to our neighbors, the neighbors right by us, whether it be the black racer, the cottontail, the Dutchman's pipe, the monarch and zebra wing, the bumblebee, the sage, the lantana, the plumeria, all loving kindness to our earth creatures, but also expand that loving kindness so far so that it reaches out further than this church campus, further than our dear neighbors on Crawford Street, further than all of the member congregations of our interfaith justice ministry, further than the state of Florida, further than the boundaries that humans have so curiously created. Allow the loving kindness that is inherent with you, within you, to expand beyond what can be seen or known. Out into the beautiful, dark richness and vastness of the universe. And begin to focus again on your breath, inhaling deeply and exhaling deeply, maybe even with a sigh, if it feels good. And notice your body in space, and neighbors and friends around you. And slowly blink your eyes open if they were closed, to bring yourself to this place and to these people. You're invited to take a stone from the forward pillars or to the sides and offer a stone of intention that you might make real in the world to extend loving kindness whether it's to yourself, to a friend, a neighbor, a stranger, or our earth community. And when you offer this stone, may it bring you peace.
Thank you.
our prayers be heard and our hearts be restored.
Let's join together in singing song number 1031, Filled with Loving Kindness. And we'll do four verses. May I be filled with loving kindness, then may you, then may we, and then may all.
Invite you to rise in body or spirit and join with loving kindness as we sing to extinguish our chalice, Carry the Flame. Our final blessing from Imam Abdul Haq Muhammad. It'll come.
I think you can hear that, right? We'd like to express our appreciation for being received and welcomed in this beautiful sanctuary with such loving people. We're very grateful. Every time we come, we're reminded of the unity of humanity. Just like the sun gives off multiple rays of color, but it's all coming from one original source. And as we see with two eyes, we recognize that we see with one vision. And I embrace that one vision with my Unitarian Universalist friends. May God bless us. May we carry the flame of peace and love till we meet again. May we carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again. Amen. Amen.
And please join us. We'll be enjoying fellowship together after the service, and we will enjoy fellowship and have conversation. And